Blog Talk Radio.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, still take it down here.
Brothers and packs done, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block, why he strapped, he laughed. Pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies? Victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy. Maybe it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. The mask and the grieving.
These songs of freedom.
songs of freedom.
And we are on. It's Thursday, y'all. Woo! That was the ever so great legendary Bob Marley. Redemption song. Nothing but ourselves could free our minds. Oh, is there some type of lyric? Do we even get lyrics like that anymore? Oh, first of all, I have to say thank you to the Most High, to the Creator, God, Jehovah, Allah, Buddha, whoever you refer to, him, her, they, whatever. I got to say thank you. I call it the Most High because that is the most highest of the God. We know, like in ancient Kemet, there were several gods that the people would worship. But in my opinion, for my walk, there's only one creator. So I always like to say this, thanks, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, thanks for everything, for making me the person that I am, you know, because I see a lot of my listeners and friends, you know, that's with me on this show, and I see their growth. I see a lot of their growth. I see a lot of their maturity. But most of all, I'm able to analyze myself, see a lot of my growth. I'm able to see where I was afraid a lot of times. I'm able to see where I was not quite sure, you know. But most of all, I'm able to see the growth in the people that are coming around me, my discernment. So, you know, that's one thing that we definitely pick up, you know, dealing with spirituality, you know, that discernment. You know, and that's the key component that I always stress about spirituality. You know, we had a great show last show. Shout out to each and every person that called in. Shout out to my boy Kazumba. Shout out to that cool Eddie Belafuente. You know what I mean, man? Shout out to my boy Tim. Shout out to Dreamy Pisces, always coming through. And something about that sister, she is going to be a force to be reckoned with, you know, in the near future. Always say, you know, brothers, if you like custom-made jewelry, whatever it is, however, reach out to her at DreamyPisces80 on Instagram, and anything you want, she probably can make it. And no doubt, tell her that I sent you, tell her that Ontario, he speaks true sense. But definitely, shout out to each and every person. Shout out to my comrades over at the Black Panther Suggestions, to each and every person, Brother Ishmael, Sister Renee, Brother Jamal, Brother Coop, you know, each and every person in their own places. Ask that, you know, we continue to recruit, we continue to grow. I'm thankful to have the opportunity to be the spokesman behind the name that's prestigious at the council. You know, I'm not the sports nut that I used to be, you know, 3 to 4 years ago when you couldn't tell me the Lakers couldn't win a championship without my presence. You know, the Lakers needed me, you know, there at those games. So, you know, just to see that growth to where I hardly ever watch a game, but I definitely will be tuning in to this one, you know, they're the Panthers, you know, so Panthers support Panthers. And, you know, the hometown kid, Cam Newton, will be playing. So, you know, we can talk everything on this show, and that's the thing of consciousness, you know, the conscious community. So, well, what are you doing watching sports? That was a waste of time. I mean, you can't just be work. But all work and no play, you pretty much do something bad. So if anybody know the rest of that saying, please tell me, because I don't know that. I know a lot, but that I don't know. All work and no play makes something. But definitely, you know, we have to stop and the dreaming Pisces would but dreaming Pisces would always tell me, stop and smell the flowers. That's me smelling the flowers. You know, stop and smell the flowers. Stop and have a good time. It's okay to laugh. Yeah, we on the verge of some serious stuff, you know, politically, economically, you know, with our lives. But that doesn't mean we have to run around screaming fire all day, you know, because, it's, you know, you don't have to want to be like a fear monger putting, you know, scary messages out there all the time. But definitely, you don't have to enjoy yourself. I'm able to distinguish myself now and know the difference that whether or not I watch the game, it's going to go on. But, you know, just to take a break from studying sometimes, just I'm going to watch what these guys do. That's okay. So, you know, cousins, brothers, and sisters, we still have to live life. You know, we don't have to dedicate hours and hours and hours in front of the TV like I once did. But, okay. You know, that's one thing we're going to get to on this show. Definitely, something I stumbled across, and I have to read this while I had to just give me a second to pull it up. Something I was scrolling down my timeline, and Earth, Wind, and Fire founder, Maurice White. Now, I kind of grew up in a household with Earth, where we say Earth, Wind, and Fire. So I'm familiar with a lot of their songs. No shiny stuff for you to see. You know, yeah, y'all didn't know your boy had harmony like that, huh? But, definitely, you know, they were putting messages out that our minds couldn't even comprehend. You know, go back and take a look at some of those album covers and tell me that they wasn't putting ancient chemists, chakras, you name it, they were putting it. They were putting a lot of truth symbolism out there. But, you know, definitely, you know, me looking at the album cover at a young age, I didn't know what I was watching. But, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire have, you know, been very instrumental in the growth of music. So we definitely want to give respect and love and a shout-out. And they said he was battling Parkinson's. I don't know if that was the cause of the death, but, you know, that is a great legendary band. To anybody that know that want to sing some songs, after the love is gone, you know, hey, man, we can do this. You know, the boy don't just know knowledge. The boy good. With the tail coming to a death, that boy good. But I know, you know, this is definitely so for fun. Like, that boy, they ain't got a liquor sense. You know what the old people say. But definitely, we kind of want to just pay a little respect. You know, that's why I opened up the show with that Bob, you know, Bob Marley, because we're not getting substance like that no more. Just think about that in Redemption Song. He said, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. So that slides into the topic. I'm not going to spend time because I run out of time sometimes, you know, when I read news and notes. Man, it's important to get the news. But learning to free yourself. What you said now, you're supposed to learn to free yourself. Oh, I'm free. I go where I want to go. No, we're not talking about that. Learning to free yourself. And I'm going to let you in something now. Tell me how bad is this. I'm a great spokesman in front of a crowd of people. I'm a great spokesman on this radio show. But something that I had to overcome, because, see, we learn so much knowledge. Like I said, we learn about, when I did that show about the ninth circle, you know, a lot of people said, hey, they kind of scared you right there. You know, you talking about demons and, you know, it made people uncomfortable. Excuse me. But those are topics that we have to discuss, you know, because this stuff is actually taking place. You know, they're actually putting fluoride in water. You know, they're actually spraying chemtrails in the sky. You know, they're actually vaccinating babies with so much amount of mercury. If we go back and remember the vaccination show that I did. Was a great one. You know, they're actually planning a new world order. But, you know, deep down to the core of the stuff, you know, we read all the knowledge. We read all the facts. You know, we read all this stuff. Sometimes this stuff scares the bejesus out of you. But point I want to make is we have to learn to be strong warriors inside as well as out. Now, a lot of us are physically strong, run like the wind, jump, do this, you can do that. But what those insides like? See, I love this show because I'm not a one-trick pony, which means, you know, and we're going to have to get into a lot of, you know, deep stuff. But the most deepest stuff that we can get in is on the insides of what's holding you back. You know, because like I was saying last show, we say, order my steps, Lord. You know, help me to become a better person. Help me to do these things. You know, for the ones that believe in prayer and really go by. But at the end of the day, like we were discussing, it's up to us. None of ourselves can free our mind. So a big hurdle that I had to get past was speaking in front of the camera. And I have done a couple of videos, but I wasn't comfortable. I wasn't confident in myself because I battled with low self-esteem. And this is one thing I want to ask my listeners on this show. Please be real. If I can expose myself, let's stop acting like we got everything covered. Sometimes you have to be vulnerable to the world. And we know that they teach you, you know, you're strong and a man ain't supposed to cry. Listen, I don't know who in the heck said a man don't cry. But if my feelings are hurt, yeah, I don't care why I'm going to cry. And you know that don't make me a punk. That don't make me soft. But we have to understand how the world has, you know, desensitized us. You know, we're too tough to show emotion. We're too hard to chase after love. We're too hard to say, hey, I love you, you know, to your homie. You know, that don't make you funny. What makes you funny is calling your homie babe like your own thug. Hey, that's suspect. You know, Eddie is my brother from another, but I would never say that. You know, but I tell my boy, you know, I love you, man. You know, we say love on this show. Because that is, you know, I don't give a darn what nobody says. In my opinion, love is the strongest element that you can ever face, that you can ever come up against. Love makes people break down. You know, Al Green told you, love is walking together. I mean, he broke it down to you. I mean, when he got hot grits through on him, I don't know how. Well, you know where I'm going with that. But anyway, learning to free yourself. What is it that holds us back? With me, it was kind of like the fear of being alone, you know, like abandonment issues. Because, you know, I lost my brother a couple of years, and I always kind of like, even as a kid, you know, growing up, I had like these, you know, kind of like abandonment, where I just always felt like everything I love, everybody I love, would leave. You know, so sometimes you have to show the world you're human. You know, and like I said, I'm not like, you know, no disrespect to you, Mark Johnson. No disrespect. I have a lot of respect for Professor Griff. Excellent brother. Never hear me say anything bad about Professor Griff. You know, no disrespect to those brothers that speak their truth and their way. That's them. You know, Phil Valentine, you know, that's them guys. You know, I have a lot of respect for them. But my thing is to help the people heal. Because how are we going to – see, this is the thing that irks my nerves about this whole racism, you know, coon, this whole thing that we're battling against. They are stirring the pot filled with hate. You can't associate with that person. You can't associate with this person. They're black. You're white. That's Mexican. You know, Asian. You know, look at what they did to the Jewish people. And they're showing all of these videos of brothers like Laquan McDonald. Like I always say, you know, I deal with strong families, Andrew Joseph. Well, we don't know that name. Please research Andrew Joseph III. I love this family because they continue to fight each and every day. You know, families like the Johnson family with their brother, young brother Kendrick Johnson. You know, so those are fighters as well. Everybody got something we fight for. What is it that you fight for? What is it that holds you back? First of all, I want to ask, what's your purpose? What are you called to do? What is your gift? Because we have a real beast that we're going to battle at some point. At some point. And we are going to be so filled with hate, so filled with all these isms, classism, racism, you know, anything that deals with ism, we're going to face it. So they have stirred this pot filled with hate, you know, and they're going to turn us loose and watch us kill each other like that. When we need each other, and the only way we can heal, because I listen to a lot of other shows, I listen to that host, and they stir the pot and say, you must hate the white man. You know, the white man, you know, hate, hate. And what we take in is what we regurgitate. You know, so if we're taking in a bunch of hateful stuff, that's the only thing we're going to spit out. But when I did my last video the other day, oh, that was the biggest breakthrough of my life when I spoke on my cerebral palsy. I've had this since birth. And it hasn't been easy. You know, you get funny looks from children. You know, sometimes the adults are even worse. Now, I suspect stuff from kids, but it is the adults that make you feel the worst about how you look. You know, it's the adults that can't deal with your differences. So I have, you know, come full circle with who I am as a man. I'm comfortable now as a king. You know, because I've understood that, like Brother Bob says, none but ourselves can free our minds. It doesn't matter how fast you can run. But if your mind is thrown off, you pretty much quit. So these are my things that it takes courage to face whatever demon or dragon or whatever, however we want to classify. What is it that holds you back? How are you being held back from because it's about elevation. This is why I speak against religion, because we are supposed to elevate spiritually. We are supposed to elevate consciousness. We are supposed to elevate just overall. So if we still hanging on to something from 1992, when I see Cecil, I'm going to bust him upside his head. Well, hey, I'm being let it go. Cecil is over with. Let it go. You know, we hold on to so much crap. We hold on to bad, you know, like I was doing about the bad relationship, and I'm almost going to let go. Well, you know what I'm doing, setting the table. But we hold on to so much garbage. We hold on to so many bad relationships. You know, she hurt me. He hurt me. So what I'm going to do? I'm going to hurt somebody else. This is what I can't understand for the life of me, my brothers and sisters. How is it that we can keep the circle of negativity swirling? We can keep that going. We can keep, I can't stand so-and-so. Okay, so I'm going to F all the women I see just to show them, I don't care if you hurt the next 10 people, it will never fix your hurt. So you look in the mirror and deal with what happened. You know, so that was a big accomplishment. You know, because I used to, when I used to make videos, I'd be looking all up in the air, like Stephen Wonder. No fun at Stephen now. Don't you say I'm talking about Stephen. But I'd be looking all around because I would be terrified. One of the things that scared me about it was able to play myself back and look at myself, because I didn't feel comfortable about my look, how I was as a speaker, you know, how people perceive me, because that's the number one thing. We live our lives on the contingency of how many likes we get. How many likes we get determines if we are successful. How many likes and I can see, I can't tell you how I started to know I was evolving, because them booty videos that I used to love, you know, watching the girls just shake it, you know, I began to just grow, stroll past. You know, my mind started going, no, I love the woman. Don't get me wrong, I love the woman. But there's a certain type of class. What was that off of the Beautiful Skin by Goodie Mark? But CeeLo say, I was attracted to your class. I couldn't see all your ass. And, you know, it's things like that, you know. So I began to evolve with the type of women that I would even look at. You know, freeing myself from everybody else's opinion. You know, what people going to think about me if I say this, you know. I can't say this about, you know, Louis Farrakhan. I can't say this about T.D. Jakes. I can't say Louis Farrakhan is shiny and look like he's going to pop at any second because a nation member is going to get mad. I can't say that this and this and that and that because people are going to get mad. So I had to kind of like start to deal with myself and my personal opinions of what I felt. You know, yeah, it don't make it right or wrong. You know, I had to start dealing with me before I could begin to teach anybody, before I could begin to teach my son the value of right and wrong. I had to, like, learn the morality. And, like, I'm sure me and my boy Tim going to talk. He said, last show, he said, it's okay to be a hypocrite. Now, you my dog, Tim, but I don't know about that one, my guy. I don't know now, because morality sets you apart from everything. You know, your word. And see, this is the funny thing now. And I'm going to open up the lines after this. We destroyed Bill Cosby. I mean, we did. We called him Bill Cosby. We said him and R. Kelly were going on a piss and pill tour. I mean, you black people really told him up. You did that. And I never once took place in that, destroying that man's character. So the funny part was when he was exonerated, and basically no guilt. Where's the positivity? Where's the spread of that? You know, but where I was going with that, everybody said that his wife was stupid because she stuck with him. But you know why she stuck with him? Because she knew her man. She knew, regardless to if Janice Dickinson, old crackhead self, and that's what threw all the credibility out with me, when Janice Dickinson, you know, if we don't understand that last video that woman put out, something's wrong with her. So I said, you know, Bill Cosby, I wouldn't even rape Janice Dickinson. I wouldn't even take it if she would have gave it to me free 12 years ago. So we know Bill Cosby, you know, didn't do these things, but we convicted him based on the same media that told you Abraham Lincoln was a vampire slayer in the movie. You know, so they make up things. They fabricate things all the time, whether it's in movies, whether it's in newscasts, but we believed it. But it was the man's morality. I didn't think it was just because he was Cliff Huxtable. You know, it was just the things of, like, how his people around him spoke of him. You know, so your morality takes you a long way. Your character, people being able to vouch for you, people being able to say, no, I know for a shadow of a doubt, Ontario didn't do that. I don't care what that media say. You know, but what is it? You know, like I said, learning to free yourself. None but ourselves can free our minds. You know, so what is it that holds you back? What is it that holds you back and keeps you from growing? Stubbornness? Anger? Hurt? Aggression? What is it? What is it that you fear that you say, hey, I need to do this better? As I said on my show, and I'm about to open up, but as I said on the video the other day, let's do one thing different per day that we didn't do yesterday. Even if it's taking extra 10 steps when you come in the house. One thing. Because I'm telling you, we are not ready to battle if we messed up on the inside. We're not. So I'm going to get to the calls and see what the people got. Tell me what you think about this song, all this good stuff that I'm doing for you people. Carla, you are on the line. Carla, you are on the line. Yo, what's up, my brother?
All right, what's going on, man?
Talk to me.
Hey, you know, this topic is real ironic. You know, I'm gonna tell you the irony in it is me growing up, my daddy used to tell me all the time growing up, every time I'm trying to do something new, he say, "You know what, son? You put your handcuffs on yourself." And he didn't mean that in a criminal way. He would say, "Really, when I'm going out to do something, you know, I'm the one that's holding myself back. You know, I'm the one that's saying, oh, well, maybe I can't do it like that, or maybe I might not be able to practice enough, or, you know, anything." So he said, there you go, putting the handcuffs on yourself, you're stopping yourself. So that's why I say it's ironic, because me growing up, I was my biggest, what's the word I'm looking for? I was the one that was stopping myself, you know. So I was the one holding me back, exactly, the topic. You know, as growing up through success, whenever that would be the only time I make endeavors is when I feel myself holding myself back. So I would constantly put myself in a nervous state of mind, you know, and through that is the only time, whenever I'm comfortable is when I'm not doing anything, when I'm not gaining. But when I put myself in that uncomfort zone, you know what I'm saying, from stop holding myself back, you know, is when I succeed. So I've always taken that into affair, you know, my whole life. Now, status quo, now I would have to say the biggest thing that's holding me back right now have to be my pride towards Black Power. So let me elaborate. Now, growing up, I was always one to communicate and be able to hang around all ethnic groups. You know, however, you know, as these times have been passing and the things that have been happening in this world, you know. And I think it's my job, you know, I'm a welder. So, you know, I work around the hillbillies. When I go travel, you know, I'm from a city. But when I go travel, I travel in the backwoods. The deepest part of the back of the woods is where they had these steel shops at, you know. So I deal with the main hillbillies. And as I've been gaining knowledge about my skin color and my heritage, you know, it gives me a sense of entitlement. So I carry my head a little higher. You know, I handle myself with a little bit more pride. Plus, I got these dreads, you know. So when I get to these jobs, you know, I'm a great welding hand. But man, I'm going to tell you, these white people, they know. They could tell a leader and they could tell a follower. They could tell if we're aware of what's going on or if we just letting the wind blow by. They could sense it. You know, the first couple jobs I went to, you know, I was going proud. You know, I had to tone it down. I still tone it down. And it's almost like they could read it in my eyes, you know. And it's no BS. It's just like that, you know, and it hinders me because I'm one of them cats that have myself a little bit together. You know, I'm a young cat. I'm pulling up in a luxury vehicle, you know. I smell good every time I go to work, you know. If you know a welder, he may not be as groomed as you see me coming to work, you know. So when they see that, man, they don't appreciate that. They don't appreciate that as if they would appreciate it from your brother. So, you know, the friction, that starts a friction with me. I get agitated real fast when it comes to that. So that's the biggest thing right now that's holding me back. You know, I'm unable to go back and from when I was younger and be able to communicate on the type of level to where they looking for us to communicate with them. So,
When you say dinner with, like you say, okay, you said dinner with the Black Pride. So, as I was speaking, okay, when I said, okay, we know what we're facing. We know what we're facing mm-hmm. with the whole new world order. We can act like it don't exist, but we know it's coming. So do you think that pride could get in the way of you interacting with the opposite race at some point? You know, let's say something catastrophic happens and we are forced into the streets, because these are likely scenarios. So do you think that it can kind of like hinder you to that point?
I do. And what I fear the most is that I know I cannot tuck my tail, so to speak, you know. So
yeah.
I've been trying to figure out the smart way on carrying my pride and making them respect it at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So, because there's brothers out there doing it. You know, I just haven't reached that level yet. You know, I'm a little bit hot-headed.
About raising that level.
Yeah, I'm a little bit hot-headed. Now, you pull me over, and I know you were supposed to pull me over. I'm not drag out the car. I'm going to be talking like Carlton, you know. But if I come to your job site, and I'm working for you every day, and I'm not receiving the respect that I should be, then it's a problem. I'm going to let you know.
Okay.
You know? So, you know. But love to everybody, you know, once again. Church reform. I mean, that had to be the most genius thing I've heard. But, that's my part of it, people. And I'm interested to hear what everybody else has to say.
All right. Shout out to my homie, man. Shout out to my boy Tim in the church reform. Tim, you received a lot of love on your church reform, bro. So, you know, we got to get something moving. We got to get something shaking because the people are really feeling it. So, like my boy just said, okay, he said with the whole black crowd, you know. So, this is where I'm at, you know, being a spokesman, being in the revolution, because they all the time want to marginalize you and say, you got to stand on one side of the fence. You either got to be, you know, with them or with us. But what I always tell people, I say, man, listen to Brother Malcolm. It don't get no sharper than Brother Malcolm when he said, I don't subscribe to racism. You know, I do believe that there are good and bad human beings. So like my boy said, he was very honest about it. He said, I haven't reached that level yet. But that brother is growing, you know, and that's a personal brother that I know. So I see his growth and I hear his growth. So, and I appreciate his honesty. Like I said, people, we got to be real, because this, you know what I like about this show? It's like it's jailed like a family, you know. We have, you know, Tim comes with his, church reform and, you know, his reparations and the finance part. So we can't make this boat go without no money. You know, my boy E comes in with his cool, charismatic part. My boy J, he played the spirituality, so it's a family. We should be able to talk amongst each other, because ain't no bickering, ain't no beef, ain't no ego, you know, but we have to submit to a lot of things and say, hey, I'm having trouble, but I need to get better, because, you know, that scenario that I gave him, that's a likely one. We don't know. But I'm going to keep flowing. I'm going to keep flowing with the call and see what I get.
Oh, you
said you take
a phone
call.
Oh, you
were online. Turn your radio down.
Now, I mean, 09-09-79.
I'm trying to tell you. We hear the Taco Bell. We come back to them. Carla, you are on the line. 1318.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going
Yo,
on?
What's
G,
up,
man? I really just checked in. I really don't know the topic. I'm just really listening, man. Checking in, just showing you some support, man.
Okay, the topic is learning to free yourself. Like, okay, what is it that's holding you back? Yeah, what is it that's holding you back from that next step in life, or, you know, elevation, or just every day stopping you every day?
Okay, okay. I like that, man. So, you know, I'm really going to listen to everybody else to see what, you know, what's going on. Just tuning in, man.
Okay, okay. I got you. I'll swing back around if you want me to.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool, man. Stay up, man. We need this, man. Appreciate it.
There it is. Shout out to the homie G. Me and that brother, we're going to be feeding the homeless on the 13th. If you are in the ATL area, come on down. Come on down. But don't come empty-handed. Bring something. Operation Warm the People. You know, we did this for, and they say Christmas, they don't get upset with me, but we did this for the holidays. Operation Warm the People. Shout out to my boy G over at Made Solid Entertainment. Shout out to my boy Corey Soul. I know you somewhere writing poetry. That's a dope brother. If you don't know him, you should. When you're winning. Carl, you are on the line.
Hey, what's up, Antonio, man?
Yo, Tim.
Boy, let me tell you something. I'm so glad God sent you, brother. And this show, you're a bad man. You really enlightening a lot of people, man. I like the way you stay versatile. And like you said, the one-trick pony thing, I was thinking about that today, about just people in general, you know, how you need to versatilize yourself. Don't be no one-trick pony, no matter what it is in. So that's a good thing. I'm really glad God sent you, man. You seem like you're getting more listeners and more conscious people. And I tell you something, I'm going to start doing is telling almost everybody about your show. You want as many callers as you can get.
Hey,
is that how it works?
Up, we can fill it up. You know, we were filling up the last show, so I had to.
Yeah, I tell a few people, but I'm gonna start to tell everybody, man, because I tell you, boy, you dead on it. And I got to give you big ups for starting to show off, too, with that Bob Marley. You know, that's one of my guys, man. And for anybody who want to get a good spiritual feeling and a good foundation, listen to some more Bob Marley, because almost all this stuff has a message behind it. But that is one of the strongest. It's one of the worst, like, listening songs you might ever want to hear. You know what I mean? It don't sound like no rhythm, no. It was dead serious, though. Dead serious. And he stayed that way. So, yeah, that's one thing. But, man, it's a good topic you got about, you know, what's holding us back. And you were talking about the public speaking. And I tell you, you know, I think all of us probably have some fear of public speaking, except for a few people. But the way I kind of look at it, I always try to look at the audience as all my friends. I think that's kind of the way I kind of got over it or get over it. Just look at everybody as my friend. Now, you know everybody not your friend, but you just play a mind game with yourself, convince yourself that everybody is your friend, and do a lot of practice in the mirror if you can. Then, like you say, the game changes a little bit when you get in front of the camera. First, you can be talking to, like, people you're looking at, and you know how they – you kind of get a feeling how they're receiving you. But in that camera, you have no idea. And every fear and doubt that you've got started to creep in. But, you know, I know one thing that's powerful, and I know this helps you because I can tell by the way you talk. First of all, you got to know what you're talking about. Don't be out there scared of the people and don't know your message neither. Oh, man, you really finna fall apart now. So the first thing is know what you're talking about. Do your research. Be fluent with it. Then the only fear you got to deal with is that natural fear of speaking to crowds. So, you know, for anybody who, because I'm going to tell you, and, you know, I say this all the time, it's so many common, or what we call common people. And I think we all pretty much common people out here that could pass a good message. But a lot of times, you know, they don't really want to get out there and spread their message. But for anybody that want to do it, look at everybody, either look at them like your friend or look at them like you really don't even care. You know, I look at, like, when people fall down on the ground, they get embarrassed because it's a natural reaction. But people fall all the time, you know, I fall on the ground. I don't jump back up real quick. I used to, but I don't jump back up real quick no more. I fall. I laugh a little bit myself, make sure I'm okay, and I get up because people fall all the time, you know. So it's just one, some of them things you got to get over, you know. But it's a real good topic, man. And I'll tell you what, too, I was thinking about the thing with the hypocrisy. So let the record reflect. I retract my statement about the hypocrisy. Not totally, but 90%.
We got it on record.
Got it on record. It's been retracted. Because you know why, Ontario, real talk? Because you shouldn't promote anything that could be so destructive. And hypocrisy can be real destructive. I think what I slid into and what I was alluding to was kind of like the way it is, and I made, you know, the crackhead example. If a crackhead is on crack and he can't really do no better right now, it's still not good advice for him to tell somebody else to smoke crack. He still should tell them not to smoke crack. But, you know, like, you know, we know people take things and run with it, so I don't want to spread that kind of propaganda because the crackhead shouldn't be on crack in the first place. And that's the real deal.
Right.
So, yeah, so you're right on that end. It might be the way it is, but it ain't the way it should be, and it's not productive. And I'm about productivity, and being hypocritical is not productive. So yeah, if you can say it and talk about it, then you should be able to either be it or attempt to be it. And I don't know the brother's name that just came on before me, but I got to give him a big shout out because in his talking he said a lot of things good, but one thing I heard him say is when he said he wasn't somewhere, he said, "I'm not there yet."
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's big. That's big for everybody because you never know where the Most High going to take you. Never say never. You know, you always say, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet, and I hope I get there. All right, so now I said all that to get to our topic. What's holding us back? And boy, I thought about it in Ontario. And you know, I got a lot of things going for myself, and I don't think too much holds me back. But I'm gonna tell you what really holds me back is finding a real good helpmate, a real good woman. And I don't know if it's me, them, the combination. I don't even really know how to fix it. And don't get me wrong, I'm happy with myself, you know, being my age, I learned how to deal with certain things, but I know the importance of having that significant other in your life, and for some reason, that has eluded me. And that in itself is one of the things that I think is holding me back, you know, and that's one of the things that's hard because I can't really find a true answer to it. But like a lot of things, I've reckoned with it, I deal with it, and I deal with it from the sense, like the brother just called before me said, I haven't gotten there yet, but I don't care if I'm 70 years old or whatever the case might be. I hope it don't take that long, but, you know, so something to happen. Until then, I am good personality-wise, and I think a lot of that kind of stuff has to do with personality, too. You know, what kind of person are you? But that's the thing that I think is holding me back, if anything. And you know, but like you said, I don't want to come on here and seem like I'm all perfect because the way I look at life is about balance. You kind of set the stage by saying all work, no play. What is it, makes Jack a dull boy? I think, but
look, you just didn't like me because I never knew the other end of that saying. All work and no play.
Yeah, I think it makes Jack a dull boy, and it's true. You know, anything in excess is gonna turn into a problem. I don't care what it is. So you know, God made things to work in balance, and balance works a lot of ways too. Because I heard you say you used to just sit in front of the TV for hours and just read and read and read. And see, in balance, somebody might come to you and say, Antonio, you sitting in front of the TV too much. But the thing about it is you might do that for a whole year. And then balance comes in and you may not do it for another 6 months or you may not do it for a whole another year. So although you want to live your life in balance, sometimes balance comes in stretches. I think you want to try to live it every day. Balance yourself. Do some right, because you're going to do some wrong. That's inevitable. So, you know, do some right. You're going to do some wrong. So you got to go out here and really try to do right. And then sometimes you might have to dedicate yourself to something for 3 to 4 years. And then after that, you may not do that thing, or you may ride the roller coaster of the results that came from that venture for another 3 or 4 years. That's balance. Certain times in your life, you do stuff. So, Ontario, I'm so glad you're getting the people to open up, deal with the demons that's within inside them, figure out what's holding them back, and letting them realize that when you come on these shows and stuff, you don't always have to put yourself out here as knowing it all and being it all, and you know, because there's no such a thing. Oh, and before I get off, I'll be at the barbershop sometime, and we had a topic today about teaching your kids to teaching your kids to be the best at what they do. Now, I'm going to set the stage for this. I say you shouldn't teach your kids to be the best at what they do. I think you should teach your kids to try their best and give it their all. The thing was, for me, you kind of set them up for failure because there's always somebody better. And what if they don't make it to be the best? Then where does that leave them?
Right.
And then being at the top is good, but it's only a limited amount of space up there, and there's a lot of comfort in being mediocre. Nor is being mediocre or average a bad thing, you know, unless the average is real low, which is, you know, it's really not. So there's not too much wrong with being average. And I think in my life experience, what I've experienced, that when I give something my all and I do my best at it, I end up either being the best or one of the best as a result of giving it my best. So I try to hold people back from teaching their kids to be the best, because I think it sets them up for a lot of feeling like they might be a failure to mom and daddy, or, you know, something of that nature. So to all parents who tell their kids to be the best, try to switch it over and tell them to give it their best. Give it your all. Give it everything you got, and I'm going to be here for you every step of the way, and we'll take it from there. But good show, Ontario. Keep doing what you do. Like I said from the beginning, man, I'm so glad that the Most High sent you, and I hope we can expand this thing, you know, to a level where, till we can, you know, really, really reach somebody with the kind of ideas that come out of this show and the blessed callers that you have calling in to the show. So, man, big ups and much growth and development in the future, bro.
Shout out to you, too.
All right, now.
Shout out to that guy, Tim, man. Church reform, people. We scream church reform on this show. Okay? And something I want to get to, and I'm going to go get to the rest of the callers. I see you. He said, it's okay with falling. He said, he fall all the time. Hell, I fell at the library in front of a group of old women. And they said, oh, are you okay? But one thing about me, I popped up fast, Tim. I didn't lay down, because you don't want to be laying in a pile of dirt around women, so ain't nothing wrong with falling. See, I admit embarrassment, or he just said he failed. I did. He said, oh, are you okay? I said, oh, I'm fine. I don't need to help move. I'm independent, can't you see? So that's the thing. We have, but I was at the library, and you can't get more. I was on my way to study things, so I failed for a good call. Oh, boy. That boy ain't got a lick of shit. Oh, man. Oh, that's funny to me. Carla, you are on the line.
Yes. Since you said we need to let ourselves go and what we're curious about and what's holding us back, well, something holding me back, and I got a question since yesterday. Are you that guy behind the video who is speaking on single mothers and single fathers and cerebral palsy yesterday.
Oh,
I am very, very intrigued by that video. And since I want to know, is Leah, will you be my Valentine?
See, now, that's what I don't do Valentine. You know, because it's Leah, so at least that.
Well, I'm trying to show my love.
Oh, I appreciate it. Now, see, I'm accepting love, but it's just Valentine, you know, because, you know, I take you with the whole St. Valentine's Day massacre, and I probably mess it up. But, I accept love now.
Okay, so where will you accept my love, then?
Oh, and look, somebody said, well, he can't cheat. You know, I accept all love. I accept.
Okay, well, I'll chat with you after the show.
Believe it. You got a lot of things on this show.
Okay, I'm going. I'm gone.
Oh, boy. We get a lot of fans on this show, and we get a lot of people that like those. So, hey, shout out to that. Shout out to me. Oh, we have fun on this show, and it is kooky. And we have laughter all over. Laugh is good. Oh, I got to get to the rest of the calls. Carlos, you
my
are
bro.
On the line.
My brother. Valentine's invitations, huh? Oh man. How's it going tonight?
Oh man, it's amazing. It's amazing. This is one of the best shows.
Okay, I did call in kinda late, but I think I got a hint of what the topic was. Was it what do we feel like is holding us back?
Yeah.
Well, for me personally, I would say I guess just having faith in my abilities, you know, and the gifts that God gave me. Just really taking that extra step to put it out there.
Okay.
And I mean, and like Kev said, you know, it's a work in progress, and we have to strive every day just to try to get there. And that's one thing that I do, you know, just working on my gift, which is the drawing. So I say that's one thing holding me back, just that, you know, really exhibiting my full potential.
You know, and I think that's kind of like all around the board, you know, kind of like that fear of the unknown.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and definitely a fear of rejection. And everybody, you know, like, well, I don't want to waste your time. And it's like, you know, when you follow your passion, when you follow your gift, you know, you're walking in a different route. You're not really... A 9-to-5 is a resource. It's not a survival tool.
And see, so you know, that's an excellent point right there, bro, because that's the thing that people get caught up in as what they have to do. Well, I gotta take this job. You know, I need to feed my kids. You know, I need this. But there's a difference between that and your calling. And sometimes that job is something that holds you down. And keep you, because you will know, and you're like, man, I'm better than this. I'm worth more than this, but I just don't know how to jump out there. So I'll stay content with this job that I know I'm not happy with.
I mean, another thing is finances. Also, you know, with having a lot of bright ideas, but not having the funds to actually work on these ideas or even put any action towards them. So that's another thing, you know, not only holding me back, but I know holding a lot of people back. My wife said my straw man holding me back. For real. A lot of people straw man holding them back.
You know, And when I ask this question, because, you know, I pose these questions on an everyday basis because, you know, I'm intrigued by people. I study people and I like to learn about people. And I'm going to tell you, the number one thing I may get when it comes to fellas is pride. You know, pride and ego.
Yep. I mean, because it takes a lot of, you have to set your pride to the side sometimes and not only ask for help, but just step outside of that comfort zone. You know, step outside of the norm of what you would do on a daily basis is pushing that limit on the things that we say we don't like doing or the things that we're uncomfortable doing. I mean, because sometimes it takes us setting aside our pride and asking for help, you know, asking, you know, hey, it's not necessarily, it's not even a handout. It's just sometimes you need help. Sometimes, you know, that's why you have good networking.
That's kind of one of the things, you know, okay, if we say about pride, the willingness to ask for help sometimes. You know, because sometimes I know with me, before I started to grow my manhood, I said, man, I can't ask this. You know, I can't ask her for help. I can't ask him for help. That's going to make me look weak. But sometimes, you know, we have to really understand the pieces that God put around us. Sometimes God puts your friend around you to help.
Exactly. You know, and like you said, it just takes understanding that purpose. Understanding the reasoning behind, you know, the Most High allows things to happen in our lives. Yeah, other than that, you know, I say those the major two things that I would say is holding me back.
Okay.
Just wanting to get those ideas out there, but not having the money, and also but also, you know, just having the courage to do it.
Appreciate that, my brother.
I appreciate you, my brother. I pray everybody have a blessed night.
To my boy Jay. I mean, and like I said, you know, definitely dealing with my brothers, I hear that all the time. Pride. Sometimes pride, you know, gets you messed up. But sometimes not having pride will get you messed up. And like Kim said, it's a balance. You know, we have to have just that much pride. So, I mean, I'm having a good time on this show. This is one of my favorite ones. I am laughing. This is like awesome. Oh, man. Shout out to my people. Connor, you are on the line.
What's happening, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. That last caller that asked you about that butterfly, if you don't want it, I'll be obliged to take it. You know what I'm saying? I step in right now. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. What's going on?
What's up, my brother?
I love it. Each and every one of y'all, your callers tonight, everybody coming, you know, with their, you know, they statements, you know what I mean? It wasn't no right or wrong. Everybody dealing with their own thing that, you know, was holding them back. I remember growing up what was holding me back. I used to be terrified in speaking in front of people. And I had to get forced to doing that. You know, I had to speak in front of an audience one time at Tour Awards. I had to read something out. And so I was like, I need to hurry up and go and get this. I need to go on and say what I need to say and go on and sit down somewhere because all eyes was on me. And that's a scary feeling with all eyes in front of everybody. That's a scary feeling. And so I overcame that, and you know, like I was telling you, growing up, my mom was involved in, she was involved in what it was, cosmetics. So she was one of those women that do models, makeups and stuff like that. And my sister, she was one of the top hairstylists in Atlanta. And so you know, back then I had long hair. I had an afro and stuff. I used to wear braids and whatever. So they wanted me to model for whatever thing they had going on. They wanted me to model my hair. And I wouldn't do it because I was petrified of walking down the runway and all eyes on me. I didn't like this type of attention. You know what I'm saying? Even I feel like I came a long way because I'm able to speak on your show. You know, that's a big thing, and have everyone that hear my voice, because I don't really like my voice. So, you know, that was a major outbreak. You know what I'm saying? And then also, you know, saying the right thing, don't want to offend anybody about my statements, my opinion, but it's just like my man Pimp said, you know, everybody got it. They get if opinion just like a booty hole. Everybody got one, so they got their own fix. You know what I'm saying? So,
and some of them fix.
Yeah. And part of what Tim was saying about, you know, falling, you know, I was down on Peach Street coming from the doctor's office. And if anybody known about Peach Street, they have a lot of traffic out there. And I was walking down the steps on the phone with someone, and I felt like I was getting ready to lose my balance. So I was running down the steps and shit and messing around before I got to the bottom. Down, fell in front of everybody. The first thing I thought about, world star, you know what I'm saying? And I hopped up so fast, hoping that nobody see me, but naturally somebody seen me fall down those steps. And so, you know, I understand what he's saying, like, you know, it's okay to fall, but, you know, the thing is to get up. You know, some people get up faster than others. And also, you know, my grandfather, God rest his soul, he was saying, whatever you're going to be in this life, strive to be the best at it. You know what I'm saying? So I understood, as in words from the wise. You know, your elders, you know, they tell you there's still good things in you, you know what I'm saying? And I understand what he's saying, like, you don't want to set your child up for failure, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But sky's the limit, man, you know what I mean? You could strive to be whatever you want to be, you know what I'm saying? It's all about applying yourself, you know? And my purpose in life, you know what I'm saying, it's to spread love, you know what I mean? So I got unconditional love with everybody, you know what I'm saying? I really can't hate nobody, you know what I'm saying? The more I try to, you know, I try to be bitter about a situation, about what someone had done to me, or I didn't agree with some things, I just don't have it in to be just a whole grudge, you know what I'm saying? I don't have it. But, you know, just striving to be the best, man, you know, the best human being that I could possibly be, you know what I mean? So, and everything else, you know, will fall into play, you know what I mean? So, but, yeah, I appreciate all the callers out there that come with their opinions. You know, they come with good counsel, you know what I mean? So, and I appreciate you even having this show. You know, it feel like we in a group, man, you know what I mean? Everybody learning and knowing about each other and whatnot. So, you know, this is a cool show, you know what I mean? And it feel like, you know, all of us part of the Dreadhead crew, you know what I mean? You got dreads and your other partners, they got dreads, all everybody. I ain't got shit I don't know, you know what I mean? I kept my ass out, so, you know what I mean? I would love to be part of the Dread crew again, but, you know, certain circumstances called for me not to even grow them back, so, you know, we going to have another
story. You already know my cheer for that, but you don't
want to say that. I ain't dealing with you all that, man. I ain't messing with you. I tell you what, you raised on 20,000, man, we can see what happened, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm hey, man, I appreciate you, man. I love you, man. You my brother, man. I love you for real.
Love back, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy, Eddie Delafonte. Now, see, what we need to understand, keep me and Eddie away from stuff because we'll fall. So that's what the moral of this show going. You know, them brothers, you know, all balance, you know, but we got balance, but sometimes we lose. But like Tim say, everybody falls, just don't lay down. You know, and old ladies, they were very helpful. So I made some friends. So, you know, we do big things every day. Shout out to my boy Eddie Belafonte. And, you know, like he said, that's true. it's like a fam on this show. You know, everybody knows everybody. And see, you don't get this at V103 or 107.9 or whatever the radio station may be in your state. You know, it's everything you calling in to speak to a so-called celebrity, or, you know, you fighting with thousands of people, and you personally don't know the person you're talking to. It's just like flash. It's just like a flyby. You know, hey, and you know it's so impersonal because they hurry up trying to get you off. And I really don't care about time on this show because, you know, I've never been a person that the clock run me. You know, I kind of handle my own clock. And if my people want to say something, you know, let them speak. You know, we just hope that they don't speak for the whole 2 hours. But, you know, or they'll be talking to themselves after that. But, you know, the point is, you know, this is a platform for the people. And shout out to my boy Tim for saying he's going to tell everybody about this show because we have real life stuff, you know, where people are afraid to break out. Like my boy Julian said before he left, he said just, you know, that fear of the unknown is just sometimes just stepping out there. You know, that fear of rejection. You know, that right there keep us back not wanting to hear no. Or somebody not telling us what we want to hear. But if we always hear what we want to hear, I mean, are we in the right place? If somebody always telling us we're doing right, you know, because some of my friends, I got great friends and family. Oh, Lord, my family will tell me when I'm going left. So, you know, I have people that critique me and keep me in line, and that's good to have real people around you. So I love this show, and I love my listeners, and I'm going to shut up and keep going. Carl,
yo,
you on the line.
Antario, my man, what's going on, my brother?
What's up, bro?
What's the deal? What's up? What's up? What's going on, people? Spread, you know, shout out to everybody on the line, everybody that's called in and, you know, give their input and their thoughts and what have you. So, our love, you know. Where do I want to start off at? First, I want to say, you know, to question ourselves takes a lot of courage. You know what I'm saying? It's always easy. Sometimes it's easy for us to point the finger at somebody else's mistakes, but it's difficult to take a look at ourselves, look in the mirror and say, you know what? What are my flaws? What's my weaknesses? You know what I'm saying? Where's my area of improvement? So my personal experience, you know, I've been saying I've been, you know, going on the quote unquote awakened movement, or whatever you want to term it or call it for a few years. But my first thing I would say, tell people, turn the TV off.
Leave
the TV. We don't understand how powerful the media. We don't understand the power it possesses. You know. And the media is pretty much, I mean, primarily because it's on the TV. You know what I'm saying? Most people have a house, they got a TV in every room in their house, most families. And so turn the TV off and learn, and you could discover things. You know what I'm saying? We lack curiosity as a people. We don't have curiosity. When you don't have curiosity, you shut yourself out from learning things, from learning yeah. different you know, different types of information. Turn the TV off and read a book with your family. Go to the library. You know, talk about things that are done. That's when you learn about things that are important, because when you have no curiosity about anything, like I say, you don't have any type. You just shut yourself out from the circle. And that's the problem. We get comfortable. We get complacent. We just conform with mediocrity, and we just go on with our lives and say, oh, you know, I'm going to just work 40 hours a week, wait till I get my check, you know, get some wings for the Super Bowl. And then after that, you go to work again on Monday, do it all over again. So we get complacent with monotony. You know, we become monotonous. But we're not monotonous beings. We're not designed for mediocrity. We're built for more. We built for you know, like I said, to be able to be curious. You know what I'm saying? 9/11, big example. Be curious. Take a look at what's really going on. You know? So we got to be able to be honest with ourselves and take a look into our hearts and ourselves and say, what's holding me back? What can I do to improve as a parent, as a father, as a brother, or, you know, whatever it is that you want to, whatever it is your venue in life. But, you know, at the end of the day, be able to open your mind, open your third eye, and be able to cultivate that. Somebody said earlier about people have the opportunity, they can tell energy. They can feel if you're genuine or if you're fake, if you're intelligent or if you're not. You know, if you're assertive or if you're passive. See, people, then we could pick up on that's called energy, frequency. You know what I'm saying? When you cultivate that third eye. So, you know, that's definitely, I think, definitely a factor in why we can't, you know, why we're hindered with things, because we're bombarded. I mean, think about the children now. They're bombarded with all types of stuff, you know, and they're not being safeguarded. I see these stupid videos on Facebook, the woman beating on her kid, dude beating his kids, filming it for doing something on Facebook or doing something they shouldn't be doing in the first place. And you're humiliating your child. You put it in on social media, you beating them, and people are like, oh, yeah, that's a good parent. No, that's not a good parent. I'm sorry, though. You know, so these are the things these are the consequences of the way technological advancements have taken place. You know what I'm saying? So safeguard your kids from the nonsense. Turn the TV off. Turn all that noise off and go out for a walk in the park. Take your kids out to the woods. You know, or even go by yourself if you have to. Sometimes it's good to be in solitude.
Okay. I appreciate that, my guy.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? We all going through the struggle, man. You know, there's certain variables that, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes people have privileges. Not everybody does. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to get on the racism, because we all know it exists, but I'm speaking from a higher consciousness, a higher form of expressing myself. Because we all share the same, we all breathe air, we all need food and water, we all require sleep, we all got to pay taxes, we all got to buy our food at the grocery store. I don't see anybody getting from any of that, but you know, grow your own food. Grow a garden with your kids. There's so many things we could do. There's so much. I can't even say it. But, yo, for real, man, just, you know, keep that third eye open and you know, discover, hone on your talents. And don't let nobody tell you can't achieve nothing or, you know, oh, we can't do nothing. So we are, blah, blah, blah. Stay the mediocre ones that just go by living life. You know, they comfortable. But get out your comfort zone, man. You know, challenge yourself. Yeah. Don't be afraid to challenge yourself. We're not limited beings. We put limits on ourselves. True. You know, diet. How we going to fight a revolution? We ain't even eating right. Going to McDonald's, eating, you know, chicken gizzards and fried ice cream. And, you know what I'm saying? Get your diet right. Get your mind right. Read books. You know, building your mental, construct on your physical.
Appreciate that, my brother.
Yeah. Change, you know, discipline, challenge yourself. I say, you know, going vegan was a difficult transition for me. Like, my family being from Jamaica, I grew up around curry chicken and curry goat and oxtail and all that stuff. But I learned to let it go, because I started educating myself on certain things. And I said, you know what? That's why they took the gun stores out of the hood and they put fast food joints and junk food corner stores. They said, well, what better way can we control them when we control the food? So that's definitely something to look at, you know, be conscious of, because what we eat affects us psychologically. And it has effects on the environment as well.
Well, I appreciate that, my brother.
Yeah, Master, yo, my love, Ontario, peace out. Love y'all, everybody on the line.
Love that, bro. Shout out to the brother. One interesting thing, he said a ton of interesting things, but one interesting thing that he spoke on was 9/11. Said, open your eyes with that. And something that, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff on this show, but something that, and you might want to visit this article and pull this article up. Mysterious 9/11 witnesses death. Yeah, I'm going to read the two, and then we're going to keep scrolling. There's a brother named Barry Jennings. It says, Barry Jennings was a former New York Housing Authority emergency coordinator. Now, check this out. On 9/11, Barry reported that he and Michael Hess, H-E-S-S, had been blown back by a big explosion inside Building 7. He later said in an interview that he had heard an explosion in the building before either tower collapsed. He also reported that he was stepping over bodies, contradicting the official government claim that no one in Building 7 died. Barry mysteriously died on August 19, 2008. 2 days before the release of the NIST report. Okay, and also, this is another one, and we're going to move on. Beverly Eckert, E-C-K-E-R-T. Beverly Eckert, E-C-K-E-R-T. Beverly Eckert lost her husband on 9/11. She did not believe the official story of 9/11. She was among the families organizing for disclosure around the facts of September 9/11. Including a lawsuit against Saudi and the U.S. government. She was offered money by the U.S. government to keep silent. Now, niggas always try to keep you quiet. I'm going to read that over. She was offered money by the U.S. government to keep silent, but she did not comply. Now, check this out. Eckert died at the age of 57 in a mysterious computer airplane crash on February 12th. A week before she met with President Barack Obama, and she wanted to advocate for those affected by 9/11. Something or nothing. So, you know, also like my man said, educating yourself. Don't just take and say, well, you know, I heard Dr. Oz say it, so it must be true. Okay, that ain't got to be right. You know, but really dig into this. Now, with those names, don't just take that article to be true. You dig those names up. We got to be, you know, really master researchers, people. Because if, you know, take this out, and I appreciate all the love, but if I'm the main source of information, what happened if they clubbed me in the head as they known to do? You know, so the movement can't stop with that one person because, okay, we look at things like Tupac and the Outlaws. When they took out Tupac, what happened to the Outlaws? So we got to keep this information train going. You know, I'm doing my job, and I love this job, but it wouldn't be nothing if I didn't have you guys to talk to. And, you know, just like my man came in, and he brought a different flow. You know, and he brought the information portion, and that allowed me to plug that piece in. So information is powerful, but we also have to clean them temples up. Like you said, how you going to fight a revolution eating chicken gizzards? I mean, you have chicken grease all over your hand, but that's another story. Or how you going to fight a revolution eating silicone burgers or silicone chicken nuggets? You know, all of these things that processed food slow you down. Fluoride in the water. You know, that messes with your brain level. It calcifies your pineal gland. So we have to really understand that their warfare tactics, you know, what they are using on us every single day. Well, I'm going to go to, I'm almost out of here, but I'm going to go to another caller.
Hey, good evening, National Spokesman.
Yo, what's up, brother?
Hey, doing good, doing good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm just fine, man.
Okay, before I make the shout-outs and get on the topic, that female caller earlier, okay, if she needs a Valentine, she can come to your boy. Now, I got the candy, I got the flowers, and I got the teddy bear. Now, the question is, which one does she want? And the second question, does she want all the above? So, wherever she is in Atlanta, and I hope she's still listening right now, I'm your boy. I'll be your Valentine. So that's all I want to say about that. Now, of course, shout out to the Black Panthers for Justice, Ms. Pisces, Eddie Belafonte, all the brothers who have called earlier, chiming in, the new callers that are coming in right now, and shout out to Anonymous. Okay, now, This is what's still holding me back, and that's lust. You see, I keep lusting in my mind after women that I don't care about call wifey. You see, now, in reality, when I'm going out, whether I'm with my friends or my family, there's a lot of women now. Now, the women that I want to even dream of sleeping with, in reality, are the ones that don't carry themselves as women. And they're the same type of women that say, oh, yeah, I'm a classy woman. I'm a good black woman. I'm a black woman. I'm a strong black woman. I'm like the material. But the minute you're around them, they're not good women. And when I go home, I'm lusting about them in my mind. Like, in my mind, I'm having hardcore sexual intercourse. So I had to stop. I had to go in my room or go somewhere private and like, why are you doing this? And to me, it's an evil spirit because I know, and I got common sense, that you would never bring that type of woman to mom and say, okay, this is the one that I want to be with. This will be my wifey. I would never even dream of doing that. But in my mind, I'm having sexual intercourse. Like, I'm continuing being that pussy up. So that's what I'm still fighting. I'm still fighting, like, you know, to this day in 2016. So I got to do some really serious, you know, meditation because it's very weird, very weird. Because I already know what type of women, you know, that I like, you know, classy women, those who have self-respect. And, you know, those who can, you know, go against the grain, especially when it comes to the issues of this world right now. And so, and second, another thing that was holding me back was, you know, accepting the status quo. Because before you had to awaken me with all this information, you know, I didn't want to accept it. Like, I was like, okay, that's how it is. There's no need to research, dig deeper. It's the way it is. It happened, let's move on, not talk about it. See, I had that matrix mentality, just like everybody else I come across. But now, that mentality has been gone. It's dead, it's buried, it will never be resurrected. So that's why I love the show so much. That's why I love coming in, because you're not going to, like you said, you're not going to get this on Hot 107.9 or Kiss 104 or V103 because, yeah, those particular radio shows, they know that this information is going to put them to shame. And they know that they couldn't handle it. Even if they say they can handle it, they couldn't handle it because they know that they're still stuck in that matrix. They're still stuck in that zone, and they can't get out of that zone. Matter of fact, I won't say they can't. They don't want to. So that's why. And so, yeah, and, you know, I'm thankful that this type of show has opened up my eyes and my mind and seen life in a broader perspective. I mean, a real broader perspective. And when it comes to, you mentioned a little bit about the hypocrisy when it comes to hypocrisy, it never gets you anywhere in life. Now, it brings you headaches, depression, heartache, and, of course, enemies. Because, for example, okay, I'm a cheater. I have a girlfriend. And I cheat on my wife, right?
Right, right.
Time, okay, all the time. So I see a brother who has a girlfriend and about to marry her. How can I tell him that, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that? Okay, I see him, he's playing her, he's cheating on her with multiple women. So how can I tell him to stop cheating when I'm the one that's cheating? You know, I need to play myself up. You know, let me stop what I'm doing. And so when he's doing it, I can say, okay, don't do it, because it's not going to help you out in the long run. You know, you're going to mess yourself up, mess her up, and both of y'all will be messed up because both of y'all will be cheating, left and right. And of course, we know the consequences with cheating. So, being hypocritical is going to bring you hypocritical people, because we have enough hypocritical people from the entertainment level and, of course, with everyday people outside of the entertainment level. And last but not least, let me talk about Bill Cosby. It all boils down to him wanting to buy NBC. They knew that the minute he would buy NBC, he was going to take it to a level where it should be. But, of course, black man. And, of course, it's Bill Cosby. We're not going to let you touch our networks, not let you touch our companies. So we're going to bring these women out of the forefront so that we make sure that you'll never even whisper of buying NBC or any network. That's the game that they've been playing for a long, long time to black celebrities. And also, even those who are coming in, that's the game to keep playing. Now, Dennis Dickinson, that's the thought of the century. I mean, not thought of the day, not thought of the week or the year. That's the thought of the century. And they know Dennis Dickinson is not a woman to be taken seriously. I mean, really, really? And now the black people, the same black people who want to call racism or Black Lives Matter, you crucified Bill Cosby, but I guarantee you, if you're in the same predicament, you want all of us to come and support you. But let me tell you something. People, it all boils down to him buying NBC. Now, if you don't believe me, ask Eddie Griffin. Ask Dick Gregory. Dick Gregory will tell you point blank that, So, yeah, I mean, that's all I got to say.
Appreciate that, my guy.
Hey, you're welcome.
Shout out to the guy, because he's long-winded and he has a lot to say. But like you said, and he spoke the truth. He kept it real. He said, got a problem with lust. Now, how many of us got a problem with lust? You know, he said, he has some really right things going on in his mind. So, that can be a whole back spiritually. But I'm going to tell my brother, just, you deal with that issue right there by the day. You deal with that issue spiritually. Porn is a tough addiction, So we have to realize what we are allowing in our minds and our spirit. So that was strong. Shout out to the homie Kazumba for keeping it real and saying, hey, this is my issue, It's an everyday life real issue. But I'm going to take one more and I'm almost out of here. Carla, you are on the line.
Hi, Ontario. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, okay.
I am loving your show. I'm loving your comments with your listeners. I first want to say my favorite Earth, Wind & Fire song is Devotion. And after that would be Reason. But to get to your topic is what holds you back. I think sometimes it could be family, friends, being you allow them to influence some of your your day-to-day doing, listening to them. Not saying that you can't make your own decision, but some people are people pleasers, and I think that's the biggest part of my issue is listening to others and like saying, well, okay, even though I have a different thought, but then family member, friend, or relationship sometimes holds you back instead of just standing on your own. But myself being a people pleaser is just kind of difficult sometimes to always want to make everybody else happy and not taking my own advice and say, well, look, you have your opinion, you do what you want to do, you're a grown-ass woman, just do what you want to do, you know, and take advice sometimes. But the thing about it is I have my issues, and a lot of things hold me back. Fear sometimes, not being able to focus on what it is that I really want to do. Not saying I don't have self-esteem, it's just the fear that I won't be able to do it. So I let that get in the way. And I don't know. I think I've been like that for a long time. And once you have settled yourself in a situation, basically, you know, how you go about your daily life is just in fear, uncertain, and those are some of my issues.
Well, you know, have you thought of ways like that you can deal with those issues as far as like with the people pleasing? Like you have to kind of like find alternate things, like, you know, say no. You know, flat out say no. And I know it's easier said than done. People say, well, you know, people are going to be disappointed. But, you know, if you never learn to say no, you're going to continue to be disappointed in yourself. And but the point I want to make is each one of these habits that we hear or each one of these fears can be broken. It doesn't matter if you're 20. It doesn't matter if you're 70 years old. You know, it just have to, you have to make it up in your mind and just execute it.
Right. But this is the thing. If you've done something for so long, you know, it's kind of embedded in you, you know, to listen at people. And sometimes their advice is really not the best advice. And then you're like, well, damn, I should have listened, you know, to my own self. Because that gets you in trouble, because there are some people that are envious of you. They could give a damn whether you go right or left, you know. And sometimes, you know, I've had friends to try to steer me the wrong way, not saying they were jealous, but jealousy paid a part of it, you know. They're not happy, don't want to see you happy, so follow your ass. And I've gone through things of that nature, so it's kind of difficult sometimes, but I just wanted to call and voice my opinion. Great show, loving it, and continue to do your thing.
Okay. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, I was right there. See, we getting somewhere. That was people pleasing. How many of us suffer from people pleasing? I always want to tell somebody the right thing. Always, you know, you never want anybody to be mad at you. But the thing I want to say as I close out is, you know, first of all, you have to get yourself on the right track spiritually, because like we were talking about, you know, last week we were talking about religion, and you know the hindrance is there. But once you get on kind of like that spiritual frequency and you begin to ask, you know, because we got to talk to the Creator. We assume what we're supposed to do. We assume that I'm supposed to do this, I'm good at it. But how many times do we really just have conversations? How many times do we say, okay, Most High, what is it that you have for me? So that's one thing that I kind of like want to put out there, that we have to really be ready physically, mentally, and spiritually. Because a lot of these things, like I was saying, we're going to talk about Anton LaVey and the Satanic Church, the Church of Satan. So, you know, many of them that we have, okay, we have all these discrepancies. I'm a Muslim, I'm a Buddhist, I'm an atheist, I'm a 5%, I'm a Nation of God. You know, the thing with these Church of Satan is they are on one accord as to who is their God. You know, so they pray to the Golden Mendy, they pray to the Baphomet. You know, the funny thing is, Detroit has a Baphomet statue. So we see the enemy moving in, his plan strategically every day. But what I want to say, you have to align yourself spiritually with the Most High. You know, you have to set out and say, okay, like I said in that video, do one thing different that you didn't do yesterday. Okay, so if you have the spirit of people pleasing, talk to the Most High about that. Say, help me break that. You know, you help me break it because I can't do it. I also can't do it. I've been doing it for 15 years or however long that you suffer from this problem. You know, and with me, it just came with a lot of pushing. From one person that was really pushing me was Dreamy Pisces. He said, well, do a video. And I was like, no, I'm afraid. She said, well, and like, shout out to my boy Tim. And like, I had to really understand, I'm pushing her to do, you know, I'm helping her and assisting her with doing things that I'm afraid to do. So it's like I have to buy my own product. I have to use my own advice sometimes. So sometimes we are the best critic, you know, judgment of ourselves. But I have loved this show, and I love the support. And we got to grow, people. Got to grow mentally. You know, like my boy Tim said, you know, he has trouble in love department. That's where you have to kind of like submit. Submit to the Most High, ask these things. You know, go on that purpose and say, send me somebody, but allow, you know, send me somebody for me. Allow them to teach me what I don't know, because even the teacher has to remain, you know, teachable. You know, so we can't never get to a point where we feel like, oh, I know everything, or I've been through this, I've done it, I know how this movie's going to turn out. No, you don't. The movie might have a different ending this time, so sit down and watch. But definitely, I have loved the show. I have never gotten a Valentine request, even though I don't celebrate it. I appreciate the love, just somebody calling me and saying that. And that don't make me cheat. I'm sure, like, my people don't say, it's just, I'm on a different frequency. But shout out until next week. Oh, you know I ain't gone yet. Why not? Why I'm not gone? I'm out. Love, people. We're going to go out. This is my boy, Steve Grant, with Concentration Camp.
Family of a little girl who developed autism-like symptoms after receiving 5 vaccinations in one day.
Chemtrails are real. And then you show the satellite photos of the chemtrail sprays everywhere, how all the lines, like spider webs, cover up cities. I mean, they are manipulating the planet.
Welcome to the 2012 Concentration.